I guess this is your first headline slot in London, yeah?
It is.
You're excited about that?
Very much so. Yeah, we've got Jess Bryant Band and Janie Wynn supporting, and they're both musicians that I love. So really, really excited. I'm going to play with a string section for the first time, trying to represent the albums as close as possible to as they are on the record. Except the feet again on the chin,
but it's a new day. So, I mean, I'm going to ask you a bit about the album in a minute, but before that, like, where did it start and how did you sort of get to where you are now doing the album launch for There Is?
Well, I got signed to Intertune because they heard a remix that this guy called Five did, and they loved it, so they said, why don't you collaborate with this guy for an album? And then we wanted to expand the project even more and get my live band on it and the strings and everything. So it became quite an ambitious record, and now we're just trying to go live with it and tour as much as possible.
Like writing this album, has it been like a natural progression, or was it you were sort of waiting for a body of work to come together that you were happy with, or was it quite an intense thing?
Yeah, most of it I wrote for the album, so it was quite an intense thing, and it took a couple of years. But I wanted to write all new material, and so that I felt inspired rather than using sort of old works.
I mean, the overall production is quite organic. Is that something you aim for? Because you were working with Five and then another guy called Matt as well on the album.
Yeah.
How did that all work? Was it something that you sort of put ideas together?
We all had a really big creative impact on the album, actually. I would write little ideas and then send them over to Greg, and he would produce beats for them. We'd send them over to Matt and he would arrange strings for them. All from our own different perspective and without each other, really. And then we'll come together and get the live band involved.
So how has that been, sort of taking that from the studio to a live stage? Yeah, it must be quite... Is it difficult or is it...
Yeah, it's been the most difficult thing, actually, about the album, because Greg did some things with my guitar that I've had to replicate, which have been impossible to begin with, and it's taken me almost a year to actually learn how to play these songs comfortably. I'm really grateful for that, because it's been a challenge that it kind of forced me to be better musician.
And there's quite a lot of artists doing that at the moment. Like, I mean, Jamie Wound, who's supporting you tonight.
Yeah.
And like James Blake, sort of singer-songwriters who then started to work with electronic producers. Was there anything that you sort of wanted to make different, or did you want to sort of add to that scene that's going on at the moment?
No, yeah, I really didn't want to add to that scene, actually, but because when we started making the album, Jamie and James Blake hadn't come out with their releases, so I thought it might be a bit different, but now it seems to have fallen into kind of this new cliche thing, which I'm not too pleased about, really. but I'm glad that we have got a lot of live instrumentation on it. That kind of does set it apart from a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you think it is about that sort of singer songwriter with the electronic production that works so well at the moment? What do you think is making it so mainstream?
I think it's the intimacy of it. I think there's a lot of great intimate electro music out there, and I think it suits the moods and atmospheres for a singer songwriter, just possibly, you know, in a way that you can't always achieve with a guitar or a harmonica or a piano. You know.
Pop or not on Smoke Radio.